It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. I tell you what, it is time for us to spend the next 15 minutes and talk about the outdoors. I'm pretty well pumped up. I've been down in Freestone County hunting with Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon, and his camera crew, and Greg Stubbe down there, who has a show that's called Coming Home with Greg. Had a great time down there, and we'll talk more about that maybe next week. But, you know, right here in Northeast Texas is home to some really, really good blue catfishing waters. Lake Tawakoni, in my humble opinion, is just about impossible to beat. But Gary Motes is with us this morning, and Gary guides for these big blues, and in the summertime, here you can see him out there catching the channel cat. Gary, good morning to you, buddy.
How you doing, Luke?
Boy, I couldn't be better, and I really appreciate you taking some time to be with us and maybe share a little of your trophy blue catfishing knowledge. The trophy season for catching big blues usually starts in October, and it runs right on through to the spring warm-up as a rule, doesn't it?
Yes. Usually sometime in October through the end of March sometime.
So. Right. Well, I know I've received emails from you and kept tuned in. It seems to me like maybe at Tawakoni in particular, for some reason, I started hearing reports of good-sized blues caught a little bit earlier than normal, it seems like.
Well, actually, October has been a very good month. We put a 64, a 50, several 30s, and several 20s in the boat last month. So.
Man, nice. Yeah, now that's something. You know, Gary, a lot of people that really don't know how to, it's not a lack of knowledge, but they don't know how to the tackle. You're not going to go out there and catch a 60-pound blue cat on a whippy rod or a push button spin cast reel. You've got to have the right equipment. But the truth is, with a little bit of knowledge, especially at Tawakoni, and we better stay focused on Tawakoni right now. But you know, with a little knowledge and the right tackle, most anyone can get out there if they'll spend the time. They may not catch as many as a professional like yourself, but they'll hook up with a 25-pound plus, won't they?
Oh yes, definitely. I mean, it's not rocket science. You got to have a line in the water to catch them.
So. Exactly. Well, let's talk about say right now at Tawakoni, some depths and, you know, just general patterns if you're targeting. We're going to define a trophy blue as any blue catfish over 25 pounds. Now, truthfully, I think a 15 is a pretty nice fish, but you know, let's say 20, 25 pounds and up. Is the pattern pretty stable right now?
You know, it was. We had that cold front last week, and it kind of changed the game up a little bit. But before that, I mean, any kind of deep water, when I say deep water, 34 foot, right in that range, even to 40 foot, any kind of edges, humps, channels, anything you could find like that had bait in it had big fish in it. So.
Okay. Now, there's two ways. I fished with enough of, you know, professional trophy cat fishermen. I've got a pretty good working knowledge of it, but there's two ways to catch them. One is to anchor on structure, upwind of structure if there's a little wind, make long casts to avoid spooking the fish and put your baits, where they should be. Another way is drift fishing, and you know, drift fishing with, say, a Santee rig, which is basically a long Carolina rig, usually with a light float pegged about 6 inches above the bait. Drifting is pretty good way for the average person most of the time. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yes, especially this time of year. It's very simple to do, and, I mean, it just increases your odds of catching a big fish tremendously, you know, without a whole lot of knowledge of what's going on in the lake because you're covering a whole lot of water.
Right. Well, let's start with a rod and reel. Will heavy bass tackle work not for day in and day out battling big blues, but, you know, say the weekend fishermen, will that work for some of it?
Yes, heavy bass tackle will work. I mean, I'd recommend at least 20-pound mono or test line or higher. But, I mean, heavy bass tackle will get the job done. the Blues, they don't run really hard. They don't make really long runs. So, you know, you don't have to have huge line capacity on your reels. You just have to have enough, you know, 120 yards of 20-pound test or more.
Yes, sir. Now, say we're let's think about targeting Blues on structure where you're anchoring. Are you going to rig up with just a basic, what we used to call a live bait rig, but, you know, a barrel swivel, our barrel weight above a heavy swivel and a short leader? Is that the way you do it?
Actually, when I'm anchoring, I run the Santee Cooper rig also. I just change the weight out. When I'm drifting, I use a slinky weight. Mm-hmm. And when I'm anchored up, I use like a 3-ounce no-roll sinker or something like that. So.
And that no roll, that helps keep your terminal end of the rig in place, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely. And I like to use the Santee rig because, you know, how that cork. And Blues actually like to go up to feed. They don't like to go down. If you look at the way their jaws made, they move up to feed. So if you'll get that bait up off the bottom with that cork, then it's easier for the Blues to eat it.
They can, if they're holding down near bottom, they can easily just ease up a little bit. Now, when we're drifting, Gary, this will help a lot of our listeners that want to come to Tewakinee or any lake. If you're drift fishing, you want to just say we've got 20, 25-pound line. Now, you want about a half-ounce barrel sinker, something like that, or what size weight would you want to use, you think?
I'd actually say a 2-ounce.
2-ounce, okay.
Keep it down on the bottom, and, you know, it'll stay smoother on the bottom.
Okay.
You don't want it jumping up and down and, you know, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So I like 2 ounces for drifting.
And then a heavy-duty barrel swivel, right?
Yes, and then your leader, you know, we talked about the 20-pound mono, but I would recommend at least a 50-pound leader.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then how long from now, that, folks, Gary's talking about from the end of the swivel down, about how long a leader would you recommend?
This time of year, I like them long. I like them about 3 foot long. I even have some that are 4 foot long this time of year. But the rule of thumb is probably 18 inches to 36 inches long.
All right, sir. And then at the end of that leader, what kind of hook? Now, we're talking something, you know, fishing for the big Blues.
Okay, I'd say an 8-aught. I like the octopus circle hooks like Gamagatsu and stuff like that. But at least an 8-aught size hook, and the circle hooks are better because they can't swallow them near as easy.
Yep. And, you know, Gary, I've seen people use much smaller hooks, but you're a proponent of a big 8-aught is a big hook, you know.
Well, if I'm targeting big fish, I want a hook that can handle them.
You want something that'll
Now, I do catch a lot of big fish on 6-aught hooks.
Yes, sir.
But I prefer 8.
8, okay. Well, your track record is proven, so 8-aught it is. Now, let's think about this. Let's say you found some structure, and in your case, you're probably going to follow your GPS out to a hump or something that you know has got a good track record, but you'll position the boat well upwind. Mm-hmm. You'll get your rods out on the leeward side, on the downwind side of your boat, and set up a drift. Well, now when those baits get over where you expect a fish to be, or even if they don't, what I'm getting at is how you detect those Blues usually hit, especially on a drift. I mean, you don't have to wonder when they pick the bait up, do you?
Yeah, they hit like freight trains. That rod will double over.
Yep.
And if you're using the circle hook, don't set the hook. Just reel down on it. And if he's still there, after you reel down, then you've got him pretty well hooked.
So crank it, don't yank it, right?
That's exactly.
So what that means is you've probably got the rod in a rod holder on the, you know, the leeward side, where the downwind side of your boat. And when that old Blue hits it, folks, you don't have to wonder. It's not a tap-tap like a channel cat in the summertime. He grabs it. So instead of just jerking like crazy, reach down and grab the reel handle and just crank as fast as you can and then get a hold of it, right?
Yeah. If you crank down on it and the rod's still bent over, you've got him hooked, then you pick it up and he's yours. I mean, he's yours to fight at the moment.
Exactly. Well, there's a whole lot of people that have never caught a 40-pound catfish. You mentioned that to most people, you know, truthfully, if I went out fishing with you, I know your track record, Gary, and I would, you know, it. Fishing's fishing, but I wouldn't at all be surprised to hook up with a 40-pounder or maybe a bigger one. It happens on a basis that's pretty regular, doesn't it?
Yes. I mean, you know, it's not an everyday occurrence,
right.
but it can be. I mean, we'll have 2-3 weeks at a time where every time we go out, we're catching a big fish, at least one, and sometimes several.
Exactly. Well, now let's shift gears just a little bit and let you talk about baits, favorite baits for catching when we are targeting the big ones now.
Right. My very favorite bait for the big fish is fresh cut gizzard shad, and I mean I like the big gizzard shad. You know, mm-hmm. 18 inches long, and you know, cut those into pretty good sized baits. And when I'm really targeting big fish, I'll use baits as big as my hand.
And that's the reason for that 8-aught hook. I mean, you can pin that on there, and there's, you know, it's plenty of hook to hold such a big bait. So don't be afraid to you know, put plenty of bait out there. And you're right. I've fished for catfish all my life, but an oily, bloody bait, fresh. There's nothing better for a blue catfish. I know that's a fact, Gary. You know.
Well, I mean, you know, fresh cut gizzard shad is my favorite. Probably second would be carp or buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And then third, I like bluegill. I mean, or perch of some kind.
Yeah.
Works really well at times for them also.
Yeah. Well, the rough fish, such as buffalo fish or carp, will you fillet those?
Yes, I fillet them. What I do is I'll fillet them. And then I leave the skin on. I'll scale them and fillet them and leave the skin on. And that skin, you can put that hook through the skin, and they cannot get it off them. I mean, it is tougher than boot leather.
So really that skin is it's a big plus. It helps you. It'll keep the bait on 2-1. Compared to if you cut it off, right. Fillet it off of there. Right. Well, what's coming up now? Of course, the season's already kicked off for the trophies. Trophy Blues, do you expect it to, it usually, once it starts, it stays as a rule, doesn't it?
Well, my expectations, just about every year, it's getting started about now, and it just gets better and better and better. You know, the way you fish for them changes, but it seems like it just keeps getting better all the way through February.
Well, that's good. But right now, people coming down to Tewakinee, if you're looking on your graph, are you going to look for balls of shad or necessarily try to say you're trying to find a place to fish, Gary? Are you going to look for shad before you set up your drifts?
Yes, I look for balls of shad, and I look for fish. And I try to look for big fish, you know, and I like to see the shad busted up into little balls, because that means those fish are feeding on them.
That means it's, you know, on a graph, sometimes that almost looks like you, well, if you've ever seen a weight thrown in on good sonar, it's kind of a scattered deal, and you'll see the bait all around, won't you, instead of one spot.
Yes, it's not like a huge cloud of bait, it's little balls of bait all over the place, and it's got fish in between them, and what they're doing is they're running those shads, you know, or whatever bait it is, and eating. And active fish are the ones you want to target, because those are the ones that are going to bite your hook.
Exactly. Folks, our guest is Gary Motes down at Lake Tewakinee. Gary is a catfisherman deluxe. He makes his living out there. Part of his living, a big part of it, out there guiding folks to catch these big blues. Gary, how about giving your website for people that want to see some blue catfish pictures and maybe learn some stuff that's on your site? How do they go online and locate you?
Okay, my website is www.tewakineecatfishguide.com.
TewakineeCatfishGuide.com. And if they want to call you and pick your brain, get some tips on fishing, what's a good number to reach you?
903-413-1342.
Okay. Let's have it one more time, Gary.
903-413-1342.
Well, Gary, we really appreciate all the tips. You've given a lot of us some good information. One thing I forgot to mention that I know from past track record, bring a big net, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It makes getting those big fish in the boat a whole lot easier. And keeps the skin on your hands.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Gary, thank you a lot, buddy. And I want to get you back here in a few weeks and let you keep us, updated on Tewakene, because it's right here in Northeast Texas, and most of our listeners know it's a destination for big blues.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay. Folks, we're out of time. I want to remind you to go online to catfishradio.com, and there we do an hour-long show each week. Go there and you can listen to some more outdoors. So until this time next week, be safe in the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.